Economists say it's a sign that the U.S. economy is headed towards recession. Consumer spending fell sharply in September as people worried about their jobs, their savings, and the values of their home, contributing to negative economic growth, a sharp contrast to nearly 3% annualized GDP growth during the second quarter. On Thursday, Nouriel Roubini from New York University told the U.S. Congress's Joint Economic Committee that recession, officially defined as at least two consecutive quarters of negative growth, is looming.
In a recession, everybody out there feels it is a recession. It's obviously a recession. The only debate at this point is how severe, how long, and how protracted, in my view.
A 3% drop in consumer spending was the first decline since 1991 and the biggest drop since 1980. The cutback had a particularly adverse effect on auto sales. Consumer confidence fell as the global credit squeeze and stock market decline intensified. Former International Monetary Fund Chief Economist Simon Johnson told the Joint Economic Committee that the U.S. government needs to boost spending to avert a catastrophic downturn.
That we consider a fiscal stimulus of the order of $450 billion, let's say roughly 3% of U.S. GDP, which would be an extraordinary measure to take under any circumstances, unless you think that we are entering into a potentially serious and prolonged recession.
An earlier stimulus plan approved by Congress in February totaled $150 billion. Economist Nouriel Roubini, who predicted the fall in home prices, says Congress needs to turn from supporting financial institutions on Wall Street to helping struggling consumers.
Unless we support also Main Street by making sure that aggregate demand is not going to collapse, 6 months from now, everything we've done to backstop the banks is going to be undone by collapse in aggregate demand.
Roubini says the government had already committed $2 trillion to recapitalize the banking system. Massive increases in government spending have already pushed the federal budget deficit to near record levels. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.